Hey, today is Free Ride Friday, so make sure you hang on to the end of the episode to learn who won this week's free ride to the $100 MBA. If you're wondering what I'm talking about, everybody who leaves us an iTunes rating and review enters our weekly draw to win a free ride to our training and community called the $100 MBA. That's a lifetime membership to over 180 training videos, workbooks, a community forum, interviews with experts, a whole lot more, and you can win your lifetime membership for free by just leaving us an iTunes rating and review. We randomly choose somebody at the end of the week. It could be you. So make sure you hang on to the end of the episode to hear who won this week's free ride. All right, guys, let's jump into today's episode. Hey-o! Welcome to the $100 MBA show, where getting better at business doesn't take hours, but takes 10 minutes with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today, you will learn how to use YouTube to market your business. YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world after Google. So when people are searching for things or searching for keywords, often YouTube videos will come up in that search. It's a very, very powerful tool when it comes to getting known and getting found out by your audience. And in today's episode, I'm going to show you how we use some things we use in our business in the past to help market your business. Speaking of business, let's get down to business. Like I mentioned, YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world. And the largest search engine in the world, Google, owns YouTube. So you kind of get the picture that search engine results for YouTube are going to be favored because Google owns them. And that's why when you search for a keyword on Google, you'll often get video results from YouTube. And many people click on these videos because they find it easier to learn about something via video than reading an article. So it'd be a good idea for your video to be one of those videos that show up in the search engine. But you might be thinking, well, what kind of video? What video do I put up? I don't teach business like you do, Omar. I have a pizzeria, or I have a clothing store, or maybe I'm a lawyer, and I just want my law firm to have more exposure on the internet. Well, in fact, if you do not have an online business like the $100 MBA, it's even more important and more critical for you to have a YouTube video up there or YouTube videos. Local businesses actually benefit the most from these searches because a lot of local businesses do not do this. So it's still a good time for you to get in and rank number one for whatever you do. A good example of this is a project that Nicole and I worked on for a client a few years back with a financial firm called the Hydari Group. Our client had a small boutique financial firm, and he was competing with a lot of the larger financial firms in New York. So he really had to differentiate himself. So we created a documentary-style video for him explaining his services, what he does, and why he's different. And we put it up on YouTube using the right keywords, and I'll explain that in a bit. And now, when you Google his keywords, like financial firm New York, retirement New York, financial advisor, things like that, he ranks number one. He actually ranks number one for the top 10 most common keywords that somebody would use for his business. Again, because no one in his world is doing that. And a lot of local businesses are not doing it. So if you have a physical local business, then this is especially important for you. But even if you don't, you have an online business like we do, it's still very, very much important. There's a few things I want to mention here. When you're creating a video for YouTube, it does not have to be 1,000 hours long. It could be 1 or 2 minutes. In fact, it's actually encouraged to be less than 2 minutes because most people don't have the attention span to hang around for longer than 2 minutes. So creating a short video or videos is not that hard. Even if you do not like being on camera, it's okay. You can do a screen flow or a screen capture, which means that you record your screen using a software like Camtasia or ScreenFlow, and you could talk over the screen. You can use PowerPoint slides, or you can use whatever you're explaining on the screen, like you're explaining a software or explaining a website. And those could be just as effective. But the point of this video is to help out your audience, to provide high-value content. So even if you have a physical business, like something simple like a pizzeria, why don't put up a video of some of the testimonials of your customers? Just a quick montage of what people think about your pizzas. Or maybe a time-lapse video where you're showing a pizza being made and fast forward. Or maybe an interview from the actual owner or your grandmother who came up with a recipe. All these are great pieces of value that your audience would love to see and will build a great rapport with your audience. Now, one of the most key elements of using YouTube videos is using the right keywords. So remember, when people are searching for terms, you need to make sure your video has those terms. So if your video is about the best pizza in San Diego, let's say for example, then you should have that in the title of your video. So if somebody's searching best pizza in San Diego, your video shows up. Make sure you put that in the description as well. And some people even put this in the transcription. You can do this with YouTube. Again, when it comes to the quality of the video, it has to be a level of production that's acceptable. But now we have some amazing tools that are right in our phone. You can create some amazing videos with just your iPhone. So there's really no excuse anymore for not putting up videos on YouTube. Now, if you want to get really serious with YouTube and grow a great audience with subscribers and people commenting on your videos, you're going to want to create a channel that has a significant amount of videos that help people in your audience. A great example of someone who does this really well is Antonio Centeno from Real Men, Real Style. Antonio has a ton of videos on his channel, hundreds. You could check it out yourself. And I know Antonio personally, and I know that he batches his videos, meaning that he shoots the videos that he's going to do maybe 5 or 6 in a row, and then has them edited, and he releases them periodically. The point is that Antonio has some short, informative videos about how to dress well. They're high in value, but they're not that long. But the key is Antonio publishes these consistently. So people that subscribe to his channel are consistently getting really great videos, really great advice from him. So they share these videos. They really see Antonio as an authority. Antonio has grown his business tremendously, and a lot of it has to do with his success on YouTube. And he didn't really worry about how many views he got. Some of his videos have 200-300 views, really nothing to write home about. But because he's got hundreds of videos, some with thousands of views, that accumulation, that consistency, that body of work translates to millions of views for his channel. So I encourage you to check out his work, check out what he's doing. We'll put a link to his channel and to his website in today's show notes. You could find that at 100mba.net/mba125. The last thing I want to talk about is that YouTube is a great place to engage with your audience because people can comment below the video and give you their feedback, what they think, their questions, follow-up questions on what you've talked about. And one of the great things of this comment system is that you can ask your audience in the video what they want to see in the next video. A fun example of this is Epic Rap Battles of History. This is a very, very popular YouTube video series where two people do a rap battle posing as people from history. And one of the things they say at the end of every video is who won, who's next, you decide. So who won that rap battle that you just watched? Who's next? Who do you want to see next? Battle it out. You decide. And it infers that you write in the comments the answers to those two questions. So you may want to use that strategy when you do your videos. I'm going to leave you with one last nugget. There's two great blog posts you may want to check out on the $100 MBA. One is called It's Safer to Be Risky, and the other one is called Does Video Marketing Really Work? And I give you examples of some really great videos in those two blog posts that you may want to refer to before you start creating your YouTube videos. We'll put links to those blog posts in today's show notes. And again, that's at 100mba.net/mba125. All right, guys, it's that time again where we announce this week's Free Ride Friday winner. Remember, guys, everybody who leaves us an iTunes rating and review enters our weekly draw to win a free ride, a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. That's over 180 lessons on how to build an amazing business, interviews with experts, community forum, workbooks, engagement, a whole lot more. And you can win a free membership worth $100. All you got to do is leave us an iTunes rating and review, and you can win that free ride at any given Friday. To learn more, you can visit 100mba.net/show. But for right now, let's announce this week's Free Ride Friday winner. And the winner is Joseph Fired Up. Joseph Fired Up says, quick and to the point business tips, all in 10 to 15 minutes. Thank you, Joseph Fired Up, for leaving your rating and review. And congratulations and welcome to the $100 MBA. Your mission is to email us at contact@100mba.net so we can hook you up with the free ride. Thanks again for supporting the show by leaving the iTunes rating and review and subscribing and being a great listener. And thank you all for listening to today's episode. Guys, I want to leave you with this. Video is a very powerful tool. It really allows people to connect on a different level. Just like I'm connecting with you on this podcast. You hear my voice, you hear my personality. You got to know me over time. And video can do this just as well. So leverage this power. Leverage this power where you can build rapport with other people through a personal video. When I say high-value content or high-value content in your videos, a video could be as simple as just flipping on the camera and talking to your audience directly, letting them know what you're up to, what you've been working on, and asking for some feedback. Be yourself. It's okay to make a few jokes and have fun. People want to see the real you, and video is a great way to show it. If you're working on some videos on YouTube and you're putting them up, please share it with us. So I'd love to see them. You can email me at contact@100mba.net. It'd be awesome to see what you're working on. All right, guys, I'll check you tomorrow, which is Q&A weekend. I'll see you then. Take care.